What are the five food to avoid if you want to have a good erection? Stay tuned to find out.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Ann Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fixed. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
Hello there, modern man. Today, we're going to talk about the five foods that you need to avoid if you want to maintain your erection. So stay until the end because I'm going to go over five different kinds of food that you need to avoid if you want to have a hard, firm erection. Are you ready for this? Now, of course, this is together with exercise, 30 minutes, three times a week, and also sleeping at nighttime 7 hours and stopping smoking if you can. Now, the number one food to avoid is high sodium food or high salt content food. So what I mean by that is that food that has a lot of salt in processed meat or meat that is like in a plastic or canned soup, fast food, especially McDonald's French fries. I was at a conference and McDonald's make their French fries hot and salty because they know that people like salty food. However, salty food is bad for you because it can lead to high blood pressure. And because of high blood pressure, it can impair blood flow to the penis. So that's why it is not good. So high sodium food can cause you to have high blood pressure and therefore decrease blood flow and therefore will affect the firmness of your erection. Now stay tuned to the end to get to number five now. Number two is high sugar food like sodas, like candy, pastries, donut, dessert, bread, especially white bread. Why is this bad? Because it causes weight gain. It also causes diabetes as well, which is high blood sugar. And it also irritates the nerve. It also decreases blood flow. So when you irritate the nerve, you decrease blood flow. That is not good for a firm, hard erection. So high sugary food. So avoid soda. I treat over 7,000 men. And when they come in for ED, even the young ones, they drink soda. Some of them drink 3 to 6 sodas a day. This is the one that is full of sugar. But if they cut back on it, you can actually see an improvement in their sexual function right away. So I know that the sugary food and salty food taste good, but everything in moderation. You just eat it a little bit. Or if you're eating a lot of it now, just cut it down by a half and you'll see a big difference. So if you need to have that French fry, maybe have one French fry, and then you'll find out that you may not need it as much. Now, number three is high fatty food, high in saturated fat or trans fat. Those are the fat that cause plaque in your arteries or a condition called atherosclerosis. Again, when that happens, that creates like a little clot in the blood vessels, limiting blood flow to the penis. So what type of food has high fatty food? Like fat on the meat, especially red meat, full fat dairy product, and snack food that are greasy. Those are not good. So essentially avoid anything that is in a box or a plastic bag and try to eat whole food as much as you can. Number four is alcohol. While moderate alcohol might not have a significant impact, however, excessive drinking, like for instance, more than 10 to 14 drinks a week will affect the blood flow to the penis. Now, drinking beer has a higher sugar content than if you're going to drink like a cocktail. You're going to drink like maybe bourbon or vodka or tequila or gin for a small amount of sugar. It actually will give you a more relaxation and alcohol effect than a beer. So beer, you may need to drink a few to get the effect versus if you drink one cocktail. So if you need to, maybe do the cocktail and you're allow about 10 to 14 cocktails a week. So something to consider, that a beer, maybe think about more of cocktail. See, alcohol is a depressant. So at first it relaxes you so you can be relaxed and you can have less inhibition and you have less anxieties. You may have a better erection, but too much, it will impair blood flow. It will also impair the function of the nerve in the penis as well too. And therefore it affects the quality of your erection, mainly maintaining the firmness of that. If you already have ED and you're drinking alcohol and it's nighttime, it may not be the best combination. Number five is processed food. What do I mean by that? Any food that is packaged in a plastic or box, processed food has unhealthy fat and sugar and a lot of sodium all packed into the food. And those, anything that comes in a can, if you have to open up a can, like a wiener sausage, Spam, those are pretty bad. Or even bologna. Bologna has a lot of salt in it. Again, it's in a plastic, it's in a can, is in a box. Even crackers are bad as well too. It may not have the fatty, but it has the salt and the carbohydrate. So having said that, what's the best diet? It's the Mediterranean diet. Mediterranean diet focuses on vegetables and fruit and whole grains and lean proteins such as fish and chicken, pork, and you should eat less red meat, like maybe once a week. Now, this all contribute to good blood flow, good vascular health. When you have good vascular health, you have good blood flow, good blood vessels, and therefore good flow to the penis for better erection quality. And adding on to that with 30 minutes of exercise at least 3 times a week, sleep, stop smoking, and reducing stress. But at least those are things a little bit harder to do. But if you know 5 things you should avoid, then you know that, hey, if I do this, I'm going to help with my erection. So let's review. Number one, high sodium food. Number two, high sugary food. Number three, high fatty food. Number four, alcohol. And again, probably no more than about 10 to 14 a week. And think about more of cocktails rather than beer. And number five is processed food, or food that is in a can or a box or even a package. Now, if you know what to avoid, maybe you start doing this for about a few weeks. If you do it for up to like 6 weeks, you're probably going to start seeing some result. Now, if you look at the description, I'm going to put on there my recommendation for what's in the Mediterranean diet. Click the link there, and also check out the link right here. So I'm going to give you the diet for the Mediterranean diet. It gives you the list of what to buy, what to eat. And if you look and check in the description, you'll see also my Good Morning Wood smoothie, which is great to eat first thing in the morning or when you break your fast. I'm a big proponent of at least a 12-hour to 16-hour fast, meaning you don't eat at nighttime, maybe after 8 o'clock, and eat again at 8 a.m. or even to at 11 or 12 p.m. That will give you about 12 to 16-hour fast, and break the fast with the Good Morning Wood smoothie. And I'll attach that recipe in the episode description for you as well too. So having said that, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and just know that there are things that you can do to improve your sex life, and that if you need to ask me questions or be coached by me, check out my Modern Man Club, and you can go to noedman.com. That's where you can find more information about my Modern Man Club, and I hope to see you in there. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team, we provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit menssexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.